Thank you, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Andrew Wolf from Williamsburg, Kentucky.
Hey, Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. What's in Williamsburg?
Not much.
There you are. So you just sit around and call quiz shows for entertainment?
Yes, I do.
Well, there you are. Lucky us. Well, welcome to the show, Andy. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Andy's topic?
Kicking it old school.
Oh, no.
Sometimes if you want to get something done, you got to turn back the clock. Well, this week we read about someone solving a modern problem with antique methods. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of people using some old-fashioned know-how to help them in the 21st century. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
First, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
The Ballynock Country Club in County Mayo, Ireland, had tried everything to replenish the greens of its fairways and to once again have people putting on greens instead of browns. A drought plus overuse had driven the owners of the course to distraction, and as a last resort, they sought relief from Irish prehistory. Lambeth McLaughlin, a druid priest, was called in to perform an ancient ceremony called the Green Blessing over the course in the hopes that it would once again spring back to life. "We tried everything else," said course superintendent Miles McGowan. "We had nothing to lose." It should be noted that on the afternoon after the blessing was performed, rain did fall, and two players scored holes in one on the par 3 fifth hole. "We will take credit for the rain, perhaps," said the priest, "but throughout history, no deity of any kind has ever been involved in the game of golf."
Druids bringing rain to a golf course in Ireland. Your next story of the past in the present comes from Amy Dickinson.
Prisoners have always been ingenious. They used their socks as coffee filters and teaspoons as shovels. But now, in snooty old England, officials have uncovered inmates using obscure Elizabethan slang as a way to communicate with contacts to smuggle drugs and contraband into the Who's Cow. It's known as Rogue's Cant, an arcane slang first used in medieval times. The language shows up in Shakespeare. Prisoners will say chat or onik for heroin. Kalbi is crack cocaine. Inik means a cell phone. But prisoners don't only use 500-year-old slang. They've adopted modern language to use in code, too. For instance, bringing the children means to bring drugs. And the phrase, lots of hair on the children means bring lots of drugs. Oddly, when prisoners use the phrase, bring in lots of drugs, that means bring in lots of our hairy children.
Modern prisoners using Elizabethan prison slang to smuggle drugs past the guards. Your last story of something old, something new comes from Paul Provenza.
Locating terrorists hidden in Afghan and Pakistani caves and rocky outposts has proven almost impossible for military intelligence and reconnaissance. Even with billions of dollars of technology on their side, they can only approximate their whereabouts, making strikes almost impossible. Even Google Maps hasn't helped, said one intelligence officer. So the military has unveiled their latest hopeful technology, homing pigeons. Fitted with nanotechnology cameras, the birds roam the canyons and rocky outcroppings in hopes that they will surreptitiously pick up activity or materiel and return with images to help pinpoint their locations. So far, no luck, but the program has just begun, said Army spokeswoman Maggie Regisis. Most of the birds are functioning as we hoped, though a few have gone far off course, and we ended up with hundreds of photographs of statues and car windows in Kabul.
All right. So, Andy.
Yes.
Here are your choices. From Charlie Pierce, druids and their ancient rituals being used to bring rain to golf courses in Ireland. From Amy Dickinson, modern prisoners using Elizabethan slang, the Sly Devils, to smuggle drugs. Or from Paul Provenza, homing pigeons used in Afghanistan to pinpoint our enemies from above. Which of these is the story of an ancient technique applied to a modern problem?
I think I'm going to have to go with the third one.
The third one. So your choice, then, is Paul's story of the homing pigeons being used in Afghanistan. Well, we spoke to someone very familiar with the real story.
It's a little puzzling to think of underworld figures doing any research on this. I'm very suspicious of this idea that in some ways these terms are actually derived at all from Elizabethan English.
That was a skeptical David Bevington. He's a Shakespeare scholar at the University of Chicago. Sadly, as you have figured out, the real story was, in fact, Amy's about the convicts using Elizabethan slang. You did not win our prize, but you did earn a point for Paul, who I know is very grateful because he's making his happy face. So thank you so much for that, and thank you so much
You're
for playing.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow. Think sow, and they'll all kowtow. Odds bodkins, all kowtow.